Moody Molavi is a comic, originally from Chattanooga, and every day he and his wife live with the seriousness and humor of hearing loss. Tomorrow night, couples are invited to laugh together with Moody and learn how to handle the hearing loss and miscommunication in their relationships at the Jewish Cultural Center from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Valentine's Day event is presented by the Speech and Hearing Center in partnership with the Jewish Federation of Greater Chattanooga. Erica Newman is president and CEO of the Speech and Hearing Center. She dropped by Scenic Roots for a conversation with Moody Molavi, who spoke to us by phone from Nashville. Erica, Moody, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So, Erica, tell us more about the center and its work.
Well, the Speech and Hearing Center actually started here on Oak Street in 1953. And since its inception, we've kind of been changing to meet the needs of the community, but the mission is enhancing communication and enriching lives. So we started for a class of children with hearing loss, and we had speech therapy, and over the years, we've just grown to meet the need. We see a lot of children, mostly low-income children, who are struggling to communicate with their families from birth to three, also in school with confidence. We have feeding therapy and pediatric physical and occupational therapy. But the big breadth of our work is around hearing and communication, and that's been our big focus specifically in the last 5 or 10 years. Our role is really out there to educate, let people know how important your hearing is. Even though it's not sexy and it's not something you can see, it's really crucial. I read that a philanthropist said the other day that the cornerstone is really communication in people. And if you don't have that, the quality of life really changes. So we're really focused on educating people on the implications of untreated hearing loss, dementia, fall risk are up to 5 times more likely, depression, social isolation. And I'm really focused, my sister was born deaf and I used American Sign Language, but I'm really focused on the age-related hearing loss because it's so wide-reaching and it affects a lot more people. There are only 2 or 3 people born in the U.S. each year, 2 or 3 out of 1,000 babies born with hearing loss. 1 in 3 people over 65 will have hearing loss. So it's a lot more wide-reaching, and I feel like it's not understood, and it's definitely taboo, and people are ashamed of it, but there's so many ways we can help and improve relationships specifically. There was some research recently about how communication changes when one caregiver or spouse has hearing loss and the other doesn't, and how that one person that has mainstream hearing actually becomes less spontaneous because it's just human nature. If you have to say, oh, look at that dog crossing the street 5 times because your spouse can't hear you, just as a defense mechanism to avoid tension and stress and argument and just not get so tired, you're just going to stop being spontaneous and more factual. Essentially, you have to want the help, right? Usually we'll see a spouse and we'll be out in the community and the male spouse oftentimes will say, well, I have selective hearing, or I hear what I want to hear. And we make a joke out of it, and that's where we got this idea for bringing in that comic relief. Couples laugh about it. They laugh about the miscommunications. It happens in my own life. My husband is just in his early 40s, but he and I often mishear each other's words, and he actually has mild to moderate hearing loss. So I live it every day. And it's funny. We laugh about it. But when you look at the implications of untreated, which means having your hearing decrease over the years, not having aided hearing with hearing aids, not maintaining your prevention. You know, there are things that are going to happen in your life due to aging and your surroundings that you can't prevent and your genes. But there are so many things. I didn't even know that my husband, until he saw our audiologist, he was listening to his music at the gym on the highest possible level. And I was totally disappointed when I heard that. So there are things you can do to prevent it as well.
And Moody, tell us about you and what brings you to Chattanooga to help the center.
Well, I grew up in Chattanooga. Kind of seems odd to have a comedian come and talk about this stuff, but my wife has got severe hearing loss. I think she was diagnosed when she was 32, 33. So she was basically getting the same hearing loss that her mom had in her 50s and her aunt had in her 50s as well, and her grandmother all had this same hearing loss, which is a progressive hearing loss, but she got it at a much earlier age. And it can be funny once you work through it and know what the triggers are and how to get around it. So when I talk about stuff I talk about on stage, all I'm doing is just retelling stories that happened in my life. And I may make some changes, make them technically inaccurate for the funny, but it can be such a point of disconcern, I guess, between us, you know, like especially what you were talking about earlier, the repeating stuff. when you say something like, "Ooh, look at that." And she goes, "What?" And we've already passed it. You know, like, cop. You know, that would have been nice to know. It starts too many arguments. So something simple is just touching the arm. And that way she can turn and she can see my lips to say, "Hey, look, it's a cop." You know, and then she'll slow down. It makes all the difference in the world. So we'll talk through that kind of stuff. We'll just talk about the experiences my wife and I've had. Her name is Kelly. And when our first child was being born, I really wanted to name him Keller, because I fell in love with that name through a book that I read many years ago. And she said, "No, because we have two children. If we have a daughter, her name's going to be Madeline, and I want to call her Maddie. It's going to be stupid to introduce herself. Like, hi, I'm Kelly, and it's my husband, Moody, and our kids, Keller and Maddie." So they say, "Well, that's, you know, real creative." So I said, "Okay, no to the Keller, you know." And we went down that path, but then when we got a dog, I was like, "I'm going to name the dog Keller." And then I realized there's a really bad reason to name the dog Keller, because the dog was chewing everything, and I would yell at Keller all the time. And my wife would say, "Stop yelling at me," because she thought I was yelling at Kelly. And so I was like, "Keller, what are you doing?" And she would say, "You know, stop yelling at me." Of course, I'm already mad. I'm like, "I'm not yelling at you." "Well, you're yelling at me now." So it's just a lot of fun stories that we've gone through our lives, and we just let everybody else know it's normal, and then also get some advice on how to change it. One of the things that I talk about is take the LSD. It's what my wife and I have lived on for several years, which is least stressful decisions. So the least stressful decision example in that case would be touching the arm to let her know, "I want to talk to you." Something that simple will reduce so much stress between the communication with each other.
It means a lot to people to hear stories like the ones that you're telling here and that you're going to be telling at the event.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't even know how they contacted me, but I'm glad they did.
That was through the beauty of social media, and I wanted to share that. A, that he was local, which was so cool, and also that his wife experienced this hearing loss at such a young age is pretty uncommon. With the gene connection, of course, it's not. And I believe she purchased her first set of hearing aids from the Speech and Hearing Center, and I believe now she's also cochlear implanted. Is that right?
She's not that. She's not, for some reason, qualified for that.
But. Okay. Well, yeah, that's a very specific hearing loss. So he's relatable. And, of course, the attraction is, you know, he's a comic. He's funny. He's on YouTube, all those cool things. And that's the attraction, to make it relatable and to be like, yes, this is what we do every day as well. But we couldn't be more serious about hearing loss at the Speech and Hearing Center because of the implications of untreated loss, like the social isolation and all those others. So the second part of the event is going to be focused on, it's funny he mentioned, tips. How can you better communicate with someone who has hearing loss? Tapping their arm is one, to get their attention before you start speaking. So we are actually having some local actors act it out and, you know, make it fun but also memorable, just so people know they can be equipped, whether it's a family member, a spouse, whether you're a caregiver, you want to be able to communicate in the least stressful way, like Moody said. So that's the focus of the event. Laugh about it, but also learn, and hopefully we'll educate a lot of people.
And where can people go online for more information about the event?
Yeah, it is on Eventbrite, but the best way is through our website, which is speechhearing.com. There's a link there. And tickets are available there, and also just out through the community.
And Moody, Erica mentioned YouTube. Where can people go online besides YouTube to follow what you do?
Go to my website, which is moodymalavi.com. And a lot of people are just hearing, like, how do you spell Malavi? So I've also got to redirect it. IamNotMoody.com to make it simpler. My manager's like, "Why don't you do Moody.com?" Like, I'm pretty sure someone else already had that. But if I said, "I am not Moody," it's the first joke I talk about.
All right. Erica, Moody, thanks so much.
Thank you.